الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن لربكم عز وجل في أيام دهركم لفرحات فتعرضوا لها، لعل أحدكم تصيب منها نفحة لا يشقى بعدها أبدا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. In this ayat al-Karima, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Allah has prescribed fasting for us in the month of Ramadan. And the prime object of this is, and the main purpose of fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you acquire taqwa. That is the main thing. We keep our rozas, alhamdulillah. We make our tarawih, ibadah, tilawah, everything else we try. But the main thing we must see, especially by the end of Ramadan, whether we acquire taqwa, whether our taqwa level has increased or not. That is the main thing. And all the other things are in order to acquire taqwa. If we only acquire the means and we don't acquire the object, then we have defeated the purpose. The example which Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali gives: a person gives one azan, another azan, 10 azans, but he doesn't make namaz. So azan is for the establishment of namaz. Just making namaz, azan, is not sufficient. A person makes one wudu, 10 wudus, but he doesn't make namaz. There's something is wrong. The wudu is made so that we make up a namaz. So roza, tilawat, the whole month, the object of it is the quiet taqwa. Now, if we are doing all the things that we are supposed to do, and for what we will be rewarded also, but we don't acquire taqwa, we have defeated the object. So taqwa is the thing that we have to acquire. What is taqwa? Taqwa, according to the dictionary meaning, is to take precaution, to shield yourself, to have barriers, to protect yourself. That is what is taqwa. Generally, whether it's in dini matters, dunya's matters, to protect oneself. That is what is called, that's the literal meaning of taqwa. To protect yourself, to take protection. And this is a thing Allah has made it. Muslims and non-Muslims also take all their precautions. Animals also, and atheists also, who doesn't believe in akhirah, who doesn't believe in religion, he doesn't believe in Allah, but he also takes precautions. Isn't it? If it's a cold day, we say, where's my jersey? Let me put on my jersey. Where's my shirt? There's a precaution. We tell our children, wear your jersey, wear your jacket, otherwise you'll catch a cold, you'll become sick. That is precaution. We say that for the children, don't run so wildly, you'll fall, you'll get hurt. That's a precaution. So precautions, if we think of it, in all matters, everyone takes precaution. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Al-Sarsa, rahimahumullah, at this point, he says that, what must I say? My heart is filled with sorrow. My heart is filled with tears and sadness. That for dunya's matters, we as Muslims and people of Khanqa also, we take all precautions. But when it comes to dini matters, then we don't take any precaution. But in all these matters, love, a person makes love with everyone. And he gives love also. But when he has to give love to Allah, to his deen, then he doesn't give it. So as Hazrat says, my heart burns so much. Loyalty. We give loyalty to everyone. A person is loyal to his boss. If somebody did you one favor in life, you are loyal to that person. But he who gives us all our favors, who does everything continuously, and he doesn't want anything, it's our duty that we be
we respond to Allah, we be loyal to Him. There we don't do it. So this is the third case. So taqwa we all exercise when we drive it. How much? There's a car coming which just came out from the side. We should have waited. We had the right of way. But we take our precaution. We swerve one side. We don't just go and bump that car. In everything we take precaution. So it's just a matter of indeed that we also take precaution. And Allah Ta'ala has made it such a law of work, but that even the roza is a thing of precaution. Of all the Muslims, yeah, alhamdulillah, a lot of people who keep roza. Many people who are like far from deen, they don't make namaz, they don't have Islamic lifestyle, but Ramzan they will keep roza. Many people will keep roza, though they are far from deen. And in roza, Allah has proven it to ourselves, we do take precaution. A person who doesn't perhaps make namaz also, and perhaps tarawih also he doesn't make, but roza he keeps. There are plenty of people like that. When he's gurgling his mouth, he also takes the precaution, not one drop of water must go down my throat, otherwise my roza will be broken. That person also, who is far from deen, but he kept roza, and he has to take some medication, he also finds out whether this will break my nose roza or not. If I take nasal drops, if I take ear drops, if I take eye drops, he'll find out whether. So that is taqwa. He is worried about. And all of us who keep our roza, we are more conscious, inshallah, that we mustn't eat anything. By mistake, we mustn't eat. So that is all taqwa. So roza has got a direct connection with taqwa, automatically. Because in roza, automatically a person takes precaution. So Allah just wants this, that from the one extreme where there's very little precaution we take. We don't make namaz, we are not worried about it. We haven't got a beard, but we are keeping roza. A woman is not in hijab, but she's got roza. Many are like that. So here Allah is teaching us that roza teaches you taqwa. That if you don't increase and you have to move forward in your taqwa, and that is why the month of Ramadan, Allah has declared such that there are so much in the Hadith Sharif which I read, Allah Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna li rabbikum azza wa jal, afi ayyami dahrikum nafahat. Allah has got in your days of your life such moments, nafahat, such moments that you just have to take advantage of that. When the chance came, when your opportunity comes, don't let it go. When those nafahat, those special moments of come from Allah Ta'ala, when your du'as are just accepted, when Allah is just looking with kindness, just turn to Him and He does everything for you. Then they are fata'arradu laha. Take full advantage of those moments. And the month of Ramadan, without any exaggeration, every split second, from the beginning when the moon is sighted, right till the time the moon is sighted for Eid, that it is filled only with all those nafahat, with those moments. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, لَعَلَّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن تُصِيبَهُ نَفْحَةٌ. It is very possible that some of you will find one of those moments. One. لَعَلَّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن تُصِيبَهُ نَفْحَةٌ. And if he finds that one moment, لَا يَشْقَى بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا. He will never become a shaqi, a wretched person, a person who is out of line, a person who is misguided, a person who is evil. He will never become. And this month is filled with that moment. From the beginning, every moment, during the day, during the night, while we are fasting in the day, while we are sleeping at night, every moment is filled. And therefore, when it is such an occasion, the month of Ramadan, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, on whom the month of Ramadan passes, and he did not find his forgiveness, then that is, there is no more wretched person. In fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, by the command of Jibreel alayhi salam, made bad dua for such a person. Curse such a person, because it is so filthy, it's only natural. And from that we can understand that alhamdulillah, where Allah has brought us, we are meeting five times the mass, we observe deen how much we can, and how many of us have come for our 40 days jilla in order to find Allah, to get this taqwa. So our level of taqwa should increase tremendously. By the end of Ramadan, if when roza, even for those people who are far from deen, roza is, they also practicing on taqwa, and we should be practicing so much more on taqwa. What are the fruits and the benefits of taqwa? If we get taqwa, what will we get? Just a few from the Quran Sharif directly. One ayat clearly Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That whoever has taqwa, then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will make makhraja, which is what tanween, which is many ways Allah will give you. You have one problem, Allah doesn't give you one solution. Allah gives you for one problem, literally thousands of solutions. We might think there is no solution, but Allah has given us thousands of solutions. If we have taqwa, and the level of taqwa it depends on, then see how Allah, we brought ourselves in a problem. If we were living according to taqwa, in the first place we shouldn't have come in a problem. But we were unmindful, we did something wrong, and we came in a problem, now also no problem. Still just have taqwa, and Allah will take you out. وَمَنْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهُ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. One benefit. Second, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَخْتَرِي. And Allah will give you rosy from sources which you did not imagine also. On taqwa, Allah will take you out of any and every problem of yours. For any one problem you got, Allah will give you thousand solutions. And without doubt, rosy is not in working the shops, it's not in our degrees, it's not in the factory. Rosy is in taqwa. Allah promise. Allah the creator, the controller of everything. He says, you have taqwa, and I will give you rosy from unseen sources. There are millions of cases, just one case that comes to mind. One person in Medina Sharif, about 10, 15 years ago, something like that, he had about 21,000 riyals by him. And he thought, let me invest this, let me do something. So he took the money and he went out in the morning. Let me see where I can make some money out of this. So he said, saw an option taking place. So he went there and he heard a certain piece of land is being sold, and they started, the offering price with the start was 15. So then people betted. Somebody said 15 and a half, somebody said 16. It carried on till it came to 20. Then it stopped. Nobody was now talking. So he said, I've got 21. Let me take it. So he said 21. So then nobody saw. Deal complete, and the auction is finished. The auctioneer knocked his hammer and finished sold. Then finished, it's over. Now they made the arrangement. You must pay your money and do the transfer of the land and there. So another person went to the auctioneer the next day and he told him that I want that land and I'll give you 25. So it is sold already and I can't go back on my word. He said, a deal is made, it's made. He pleaded with him. He said, no, the only thing you can do, go to him. If he's prepared to sell it to you, tell him you are prepared to give him 25, and if he's prepared, then you can take it. So he went to him. And he explained to him, so he said, I'm prepared. It's okay, no problem. You give me my 21, what I was supposed to pay, you pay them there. And the 4, you give it to me. So, finished, completed. After a few days, he came, and he came with 4 million riyals. He had 21,000 riyals. So when they were auctioneering, which was by the millions they were auctioneering, but he didn't know. He thought by the thousands. So So he said, I've got 1,000, 21,000 of them. And they were just saying 15, 16, 18, 20. So he was thinking thousands. So when this person came and gave him 4 million, he got a shock of his life. He said, what is this? He said, I paid there the 21, meaning 21 million. And the 4 million I'm giving you. And he, in his mind, it was 21,000. So how Allah gives rosy? Where you didn't make any effort or anything, where is 4,000 and where is 4 million? So Allah gives on taqwa, Allah Ta'ala gives from sources we cannot imagine also. Then in front of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. A person who makes tawakkul, which is also one type of taqwa, to put one's full trust on Allah Ta'ala. A person who puts his full trust on Allah, Allah alone is sufficient for that person. He doesn't need help from his friends, from his family, from the police, from the community. Allah alone is sufficient for that person. And this is not only in dunya's matter, more in deen's matter. To become righteous and pious, we just acquire taqwa, tawakkul, and Allah will do everything. So three great benefits. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will make a way for you. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَخْتَصِفُ. And it gives you rosy from sources you could not ever imagine before. And وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. He is sufficient for you. Then, fourthly, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. And whoever has got taqwa in all his matters, Allah makes things easy for their purpose. And these are the absolute words of Allah, where nobody can ever challenge Allah, and Allah has put anyone wants to challenge me, he can come. Over and over in the Quran, in different ways, Allah says, Allah's words are absolute. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ. All his matters. Whatever you want to do, you just see ease coming in your life. Everything just going smoothly. Everything just going right in your life. Then there's four. Five. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّعَاتِ. By the barakah of taqwa, you are a human being. Though you have got taqwa, you will still make mistakes. You will still commit guna. And there are so many people, this is not the time to go into the details, but when they make hajj formally, one great wuzur, he makes dua to Allah, that Ya Allah, make it such that I become ma'asoom, I don't commit any guna now. I came for hajj, all my gunas are made ma'am, and that I must not commit any guna. Allah put in his heart and says, everyone is asking me this. That after Hajj, I don't want to commit any guna. Now to be pure. But don't ask me for that. Ask me to be mahfuz from guna. That I must be protected from guna, not ma'asum. Ma'asum is you don't commit any guna whatsoever. And that is exclusive for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. For that Allah says, if no one commits any guna, then my great quality of forgiveness which I love, and I love to forgive, who will I forgive them? So if you will commit guna, then you, when your hifazat is made, then you will commit guna. Like Abu Shaykh explained it very beautiful. A person who says Baal Wudu, who says with wudu all the time. It's impossible that he can stay with wudu all the time. He has to go to the toilet. He has to sleep, he's a human being. The minute you fall asleep, your wudu is broken. You go to the toilet, one drop of urine comes off, one wind comes off, your wudu is broken. But we still call it that this person stays with wudu all the time. What is it? Now he'll make wudu again. So when you make guna, you make tawbah. So you are called a muttaqin. So you have made guna, but you make tawbah. And we should not delay when we make guna. When you make guna, don't delay in the tawbah. Make the tawbah immediately. Then you are a muttaqin. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Then fifthly, sixthly, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. All his gunas also we will forgive. You have taqwa, whatever he has, the human, you will still commit guna, but we will forgive all of them. And the seventh, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُعَظِّمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. We increase these rewards from it. You still will do the same work, but with taqwa, the reward of the same namaz of yours without taqwa is so much. And you have the same namaz, same ruku, rakat you read, same Quran Sharif you read, same number of tasbih, but with taqwa, the reward is much more greater. Like in algebra we read x to the power 2, x to the power 20, m to the power 2, m to the power 20. Now every ibadat of yours, the value of it increases on taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. If you have taqwa, Allah will bless you with the quality of furqan. That is in all your matters, what is right, what is wrong, you will see clearly. What other people can't understand, you will see whether there is profit for me or loss. Outwardly it might seem a big profit. Like for example, you want to invest in a certain company, but you have taqwa, Allah will put it in you, this company is going to go down in 3 months. In 3 years, don't invest your money here. The other people will say, big returns are promised here. You are getting so much, you are putting, you're getting 15% returns, 20% returns. Why don't you want to invest? But who has taqwa, Allah will put in their heart, they don't invest in this thing. So Allah will save you from all this. So taqwa is a great thing. And it is all for us for the taking in the month of Ramadan. And as I said, we are practicing taqwa in dunya's matter. We all, if it's a cold day, we put on socks. Hot day, we put on the fans, we put on the aircon. We open the windows. Cold day, we close the windows. So all that is taqwa, precaution. Now just do that also, and do it in our dini matters also. You feel that you are going to work or wherever you are going, you're going to pass a place where there's a school, for example. And at the time you are passing, is the place, the break of the school. And girls will be walking around not dressed properly. Now your taqwa is take another road. Don't take that road. You're going somewhere, and on that there's some soccer stadium. And or anything else, a ground, soccer ground, cricket ground, and they are playing cricket, soccer. When you go there, you go somewhere where there is music. Now you take your precautions. Don't go to such places where you cannot control your eyes. So this is now start taking your precautions. And the month of Ramadan is the ideal month. From the start, take your precautions. By the end of Ramadan, you'll have that. Taqwa, one is to stay away from guna. That is the highest level, to completely stay away. The next level, which is more higher, the next level, that where you can fall into guna, you stay away from that also. And the third level is that even those things which you least expect can take you to guna, but there is a possibility you even stay away from that. So this is the month that a person really, and what is the Laylatul Jaizah, the prize of the on the night of prize giving, our real prize that we have to collect is taqwa. This month, the main object which Allah has defined is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Many, many vast majority, we kept our rozas, alhamdulillah. I made this year my 30 tarawih with Jama'at, alhamdulillah. That was all the means of acquiring it. All this Allah says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. All this roza, everything, the purpose of it is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. If you work your whole month at your workplace, and end of the month you didn't collect your wages. Family also say, where's the money? Whole month you took lunch from home. You went away, you stayed away from us whole month, and now it didn't come. Whole month we gave for roza, and now the wages we had to collect, taqwa, where that we don't collect. Or for some reason they told you, when you went to collect your wages, that whatever your services were such, that we give deduction. and your deductions, in fact, you are owing us. Not that you have to collect wages, you have to owe, you are owing us. So this month of Ramadan is the month, the main thing of all the other great, great things of this month of Ramadan, the main object is to acquire taqwa. And taqwa, we are doing acts of taqwa, precaution. We're taking our precaution, we're building barriers. We at night we close our doors of our house. We don't sleep with open doors. We put on the alarm system. Everything we check, just in deen, just now what we are doing in dunya, do it in deen also. And it is so sad, for this temporary dunya we do everything. For the everlasting akhirat, our brains don't work. And we don't take that same precaution for akhirat. For this dunya, which is fake. Just like you have a picture of biryani, a picture of roast. It's a picture, no matter how tempting it might be, you can't eat it. And that is what this dunya is. And the real roast and the real biryani is of akhirah. Typical, that is Darul Hayawan, the real life. Dunya's life is a shadow. A shadow you can never catch it. Akhirah's life is the real life. You catch Akhirah, the shadow comes with. You get the shadow without working for the shadow. Dunya's life is like the dung of a cow. So you buy the cow and you don't have to buy dung. The dung will come by itself. You do Akhirah's work, a deen's work, pleasure of Allah, and everything of dunya will come by itself. So taqwa is very, very easy. We are exercising. We are doing the acts of taqwa. Only divert it now towards deen. Take all our precautions, our thoughts. And my cell phone, I know I get involved and go on to wrong side. So then don't use the cell phone. My cell phone takes up so much of my time. And I'm wasting my time. So don't use the cell phone. Do everything, take all our people, and we are doing it, but now just do it for deen. And we have the ability, Allah has proved it. Everyone, the person who is far from Roza, he also makes sure that one drop of water mustn't go down. He takes his precaution. So we just take the build on our. The month of Ramadan is to build on this taqwa, and by the end of Ramadan, to come to the highest level of taqwa. And Allah has given us, for how many of us, we have school. Allah gave us in our life 20, 30, 40 Ramadan. One Ramadan is enough. And yes, it comes in the hadith, لَعَلَّ أَن تُصِيبُكُمْ نَفْحَةٌ. One moment of that. And Ramadan is a power-packed month of every moment with that nafahat of Allah. And if you just get one moment of that, and Ramadan is a full month of that. So really, a person, and therefore, it becomes woe to that person. The month of Ramadan passes on him, and his forgiveness was not done. It's impossible. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, rahmatul lil alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, arhamur rahimeen. That would want to put us to trouble in Ramadan. But it is Allah power packed it with your forgiveness to acquire that which Allah loves so much. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. We have another great, great bonanza here. Allah says that to become the real friend of Allah, you have got iman. Allah gave you iman. Whether you were born in a Muslim home or you reverted, but you have got iman. Now to complete it and become the real friend of Allah, just have taqwa. And how to get it? Kunu maswali. Be with those people who are truthful. Yeah, so many brothers who have come for 40 days. All have come truly that we want to make our Islam. We want to better ourselves. And how many others will still be coming? So Allah made a jamaat of sadiqeen that we all want this taqwa. And we are with them. We are getting up with them, we are sleeping with them, we are in the masjid with them all the time. So how is it we can't get this taqwa? Just that little attention from our side, and Waliya Kamil will be more higher than him also. a perfect wali of Allah by the end of Ramadan, we will be more higher. So all we have to do is just pay attention of all our precautions which we have to take. And Allah will let us reach the highest level. May Allah give us all the authority.